This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Say goodbye to performance-robbing engine deposits with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Hate to break it to you, but lower-grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that build up over time and leave your engine's performance severely lacking. Thankfully, Shell V-Power Nitro Plus removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Download the Shell app today to find your nearest Shell station and rejuvenate your engine with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Fuel up at Shell.
Philadelphia mass shooting.
This was a terrible, tragic situation that has traumatized the community.
Suburban Chicago parade shooting 1 year later.
We live with it every day.
The meeting of July 4th.
It celebrates freedom and America and family.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Philadelphia police are searching for a motive in last night's mass shooting. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says a 40-year-old man is in custody.
This armed and armored individual wreaked havoc, firing with a rifle at their victims, seemingly at random, shooting seven, killing five.
Including a 15-year-old, a 2-year-old, and 13-year-old were wounded. Shots rang out after a festival in Fort Worth, Texas last night, leaving three dead and eight injured. At today's parade, Fort Worth Mayor Matty Parker commends the community for working with police to catch those responsible.
This parade is ongoing, right? And we're going to get the bad guys here. These are people that went into this community to perpetrate violence and kill people.
President Biden and the First Lady discussed gun violence while addressing the National Education Association in Washington, D.C.
President Biden told teachers they've had to confront unspeakable violence.
Educators now find themselves on the front lines of gun violence.
And while his administration has taken steps, it's not enough.
Congress needs to step up.
And he says that means common sense solutions.
Arming teachers is not the answer. Banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, extensive background checks, they're part of the answer.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Highland Park, Illinois, gathers to honor the seven people killed 1 year after a shooter opened fire at a July 4th parade. Mayor Nancy Rotering.
Each one of us deserves to live free from the terrorism of gun violence. It's a fundamental right.
Celebrations across the country this July 4th.
I'm Jim Crisul in Cincinnati. It's a question for the day. What do our nation's independence and freedoms mean?
We each have the right to go about our life the way we see fit, as long as we're not stepping on others' toes.
They mean the ability to kind of do what we want to do on a daily basis, freedom of speech, kind of live our lives as we want.
Many Americans do believe we take our freedoms for granted. Jim Crisul, CBS News, Cincinnati.
A holiday tradition at Coney Island, the Nathan's Famous International Hot Dog Eating Contest. The men's winner announced on ESPN.
With 62 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes for his 16th win, I give you the number one ranked eater in the world, Joey Chestnut.
Mickey Sudo is the women's champ. Stock markets were closed for the July 4th holiday. They reopen tomorrow.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
With storms brewing, there are concerns that weather and other factors could lead to airline delays for those trying to get back home this holiday. Clint Henderson with the Point Guys travel site.
Normally, the airlines could, in the past, have recovered easily from thunderstorms. That's not the case these days. For whatever reason, operationally, I think they're scheduled too tightly.
AAA says the national average for gas right now is $3.53 a gallon, but CBS's Stacey Lynn has details on a money saver for the 4th of July.
To celebrate Independence Day, all Sheet stores have lowered the price of their gasoline in honor of the year 1776, when the Declaration was first adopted in our country. That means you'll pay only $1.77 per gallon on all grades except diesel.
A preliminary test shows a white powder found inside the White House on Sunday night was cocaine. The substance, which is undergoing further testing, prompted an elevated security alert and a brief evacuation. President Biden was not at the White House at the time. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Israeli troops start to withdraw from Jenin, where Palestinian health officials say 10 people have been killed in clashes. Israel's army says a soldier has been killed, but fighting has continued in parts of the refugee camp. The BBC's Yolanda Nell.
Smoke billowing behind me. That's because Palestinian protesters have been setting tires on fire. They've been throwing stones below us. There are now quite big crowds out on the streets after it was very empty and eerily quiet in Jenin through the day. And when they see an Israeli military vehicle going past, they hurl stones at it.
And now Israeli authorities report air raid sirens in southern Israel.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Roger Federer was back at the center court at Wimbledon today, not as a player, but as a guest of honor.
Please welcome to the Royal Box, Roger Federer!
A standing ovation for a player as revered for his style and grace as for his record-setting career. Kate, the Princess of Wales, among those applauding Federer, who won 8 of his 20 Grand Slam singles titles at Wimbledon.
That's CBS's Vicky Barker. A pop musician makes history in country music. CBS's Monica Ricks with details.
Tracy Chapman's now the first black woman to hit number one on Billboard's country airplay chart. She wrote Luke Combs' cover of her song Fast Car back in 1988.
You got a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere.
It's also the first time in 24 years that a cover of a song that originally reached the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100 also hit the country charts. Chapman was the sole writer on this track. Three other black women have reached number one on the country charts as co-writers. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
You weren't imagining things. The moon really appeared bigger and brighter last night. It's the first of four supermoons this summer. This one is called the Buck Moon because this is the time of year male deer become fully grown. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, July 4th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special, tomorrow on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.